move on to mountain goats now?
Yep, I can do mountain goats here right now, Mr. Chair. We do have a two-year recommendation here for you, which would include the 2021 and 22 hunting seasons. This is a four-month season there that we have in the Black Hills that are open. You can see down below under the supportive information kind of some history going back to 2003. Obviously, there was a time there when we did have this season closed. We did make a transplant there during the early teens of 2000s, and that was a good shot in the arm to that population. I'll be honest, we did not conduct a 2020 aerial survey due to COVID concerns. So we are going off our most previous population estimate from 2018. That estimate was around 135 to 140 mountain goats. In conjunction with that aerial survey, our biologists do what we call an occupancy modeling exercise, and that exercise indicated a growth of about 18% when you look at that model from 2016 to the 2018 aerial survey data. So I guess our plans right now are to maybe, obviously hold off, and we'll probably do that aerial survey again in 2022, but I can tell you now that staff don't have any concerns moving forward with the current any mountain goat license without the most recent aerial survey data. So, Mr. Chair, we don't have any recommended changes for you on this one either.
Great. I just had one question. You know, three out of the last 5 years, only 50% of the tags were filled. What, do these people just not show up, or are they just over-selective? Or it doesn't seem to me like you wait as long as people do to draw that tag and not to fill. I just don't get it.
Mr. Chair, I'm just looking at the numbers here. I think we have filled.
I can help Chad out there, Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Yeah, so we see 100% success on that season, and we have for a number of years. I'm trying to look at the documents here. I don't know if there's a misprint somewhere or something. Where were you getting that information?
Oh, I was looking at the nannies, you know, and wondering why they would shoot a nanny versus the billy, you know. And do we encourage that?
Mr.
Chair. It seemed to me we wouldn't encourage that very much.
Sure, and John Kent, I'm the terrestrial station chief for everybody out there. So we don't encourage that, and we try to give our hunters the education and information that we can to help them select for a billy or a male mountain goat. We do have a mandatory orientation meeting where the hunters are required to come in, and at that meeting, we of course go over the rules and regs and give them their tag and things of that nature, but we absolutely go through a little crash course of how to identify a mountain goat, and then to tell the difference between a young and old mountain goat, and then of course a male and female. So we do put a great effort forward trying to educate those hunters. I'll be straight up with you. There are some hunters that are looking to just fill their tag with a mountain goat, and at times it can be easier to find a nanny and fill that tag, and they're a little more available. And so some hunters just don't put the effort in that others do.
Yeah, I didn't mean to shame
you.
I was just wondering if we were actually encouraging people to shoot nannies. I would never guess that we would. So,
nope, we're discouraging that.
Thanks. Any other Commissioner Spring?
Oh, why does the license allow a nanny tag if you don't want any of the females killed? I mean, would it be, is it just that hard to tell the difference, do you think, or what's the reason for having an any tag instead of just a billy tag?
Mr. Chair, I can sure answer that.
Please do.
Commissioner Spring, yeah, it is extremely difficult to tell the difference between a male and a female. If you spend a lot of time with them, it gets a little easier, and the longer you can watch them, the easier it gets. For example, not to be too explicit here at the commission meeting, but if you can watch them go to the bathroom, that is a really good telltale sign between a nanny and a billy. But in all honesty, the characteristics are so subtle that to the average person, particularly one that's maybe never seen a mountain goat in the wild, it can be very difficult to tell a male from a female. Even our own staff at time, without spending some time to observe the goats, can have difficulty telling a male from a female.
good answers. Anybody else have any questions? Mr. Beast.
John, has there been any talk about expanding the areas of the mountain goat? Because last time I was in Spearfish Canyon, there was three goats in Spearfish Canyon. One was a kid and then two adults. Is there any plans to expand that herd up there or just move them goat?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Commissioner Beast, so no plans to expand that herd, and in fact, we've just been dealing with not necessarily complaints, but there are folks that see those goats. They're right there by the Bridal Veil Falls in Spearfish Canyon, and so they're in a great spot to view them. They're very picturesque, lots of neat pictures being taken, and so folks are asking us to put up signs and eliminate traffic and really protect them. Those goats, actually, the nanny that is there was, Chad mentioned some of the transplants that we did in the 2000s here, 2013, I think was the last. We released those in the core range, which is near the Needle's Eye and up by Sylvan Lake, that area. We did see some of those goats just take off and make some big movements. This nanny was one of those, and then ultimately a billy showed up, and there's actually four goats there. One is a kid from this last year, and then another is a younger individual that nanny was bred and that kid was born a couple of years ago there. And so there's four goats, but not really any plans to continue to try to build that population. We have, if you look back in history, we have transplanted goats to Spearfish Canyon before. They just never took. And so we do see goats pop up here and there throughout the Black Hills, but really just managing for them in that core range from Rushmore all the way over to Harney Peak and in that area.
Yeah, and just to add on to that, I don't know if any of you commissioners had seen that, but on CBS Sunday morning, there was some really nice video of those mountain goats that Commissioner Bees mentioned there. On that show, which was pretty neat. You can find it on the internet. So,
any other questions or comments? Thanks, guys. That's good information for us. Appreciate that.